it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Welcome back, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here, once again in the cafeteria of the UN headquarters in Midtown Manhattan for day 3 of the United Nations General Assembly special session on drugs. It's been an amazing session, and we're going to bring you some more coverage of it here in this hour 2, Toker Talk Radio. We've got a special discussion that I had just a couple of minutes ago. I sat down here in the cafeteria to start preparing the show like I normally do. And sitting next to me was the delegation from Students for Sensible Drug Policy in Jamaica. And so 3 Jamaicans sitting there and asking me if they could borrow some power. That was, you know, the power outlet that I'm sitting by. And I just asked them if I could sit down and talk to them about the UN General Assembly special session and the country of Jamaica and what they've been doing with respect to their laws on ganja. The Jamaican delegation has been one of the most positive delegations for harm reduction and recognition of indigenous rights to use plants like cannabis, and it was a very illuminating discussion. So we'll play that first for you, coming up here leading up to the 20 after break, and then following the 20 after break, I'm going to bring you my coverage of the 420 at 420 that happened at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza yesterday, as cannabis reformers from around the city and those who had come in from out of state and even from around the world for this UNGAS meeting gathered at the Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza to call for an end to the global war on drugs, and of course, being that it was 420, to partake in a little bit of ceremonial, sacrificial ganja. It was a lot of fun. So we'll play that for you coming up here to end up the show. And we'll bring you more from the United Nations General Assembly on tomorrow's show as well. So stay tuned, everyone. We're going to take a quick break, get some of the bills paid, and when we come back, my discussion with the students from Jamaica.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ganjapreneur.com, your guide to the cannabis business world. Ganjapreneur.com is a comprehensive resource for cannabis professionals and entrepreneurs. Download the Ganjapreneur app on your smartphone or tablet to catch up on cannabis industry news, scroll through our daily job listings, and learn about successful cannabis companies, executives, and investors. Ganjapreneur.com, helping Ganjapreneurs grow.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome!
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem, so I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
Good day, tokers and tokettes. Radical Russ here at the United Nations cafeteria, and sitting next to me, we have delegates. Oh, you're already plugged in. Delegates from the nation of Jamaica. And go ahead and just introduce yourselves to them.
Well, I'm Vicky Hansen. I'm from the Ganja Growers and Producers Association and part of the Students for Sensible Drug Policy Movement at University of the West Indies, Mona.
Hi, I'm Kaden Francis, and I'm also a part of Students for Sensible Drug Policy at the University of the West Indies, Mona.
Hi, and I'm Eleanor Hossie. I advise the government through the Cannabis Industry Advisory Board, which is connected to our Ministry of Industry.
In listening to the presentations today and the past couple of days at UNGAS, so many nations have stood up to approve of this outcome document, which basically maintains a lot of the status quo. Fortunately, the minister from Jamaica has been one of the strong voices standing up. In fact, the last session, when everyone else was talking about what they call NPS, new psychotropic substances or designer drugs, she's the one that stood up and said, we're actually concerned about an old substance, maybe one of the oldest. Give me your thoughts on what's been happening here at UNGAS and how Jamaica fits into this and would like to see some change.
Well, for us, we're concerned that the outcome document as is now doesn't take into account the cultures of indigenous people, which our new law, and I'm glad to say that we're leading the world in this approach, is to take account of the rights of our indigenous people to use a plant for their own benefit and to use it in a traditional way that we have always been using it for the healing of the nation, as would be said by our Rastafarian community. And it may be for the UN a drug, but for us, it is a culture, it is a way of life. It is how we live. You go into any household, you'll find a bottle with cannabis being soaked with other herbs, other natural things that we can use for traditional medical purposes, which scientifically and traditionally has been proven to have benefits. So we are willing to stand up against something that we think will block the rights of our human beings, which is our members of our country, our citizens, and to call for a new approach, which is what our Minister of Foreign Affairs has been doing here at this conference.
That's wonderful.
And you know, what is something that the world really needs to know is that Jamaica is unified on this position. It's bipartisan. Members of both political parties are supportive of our people and their traditions, which not only include the folk tradition that Vicky speaks of. And you know what is so funny is because everybody's grandmother has a bottle of alcohol with a ganja leaf in there for when you have a cold or when you're ill, or they'll boil some ganja tea. for its medicinal benefits. And sometimes those persons who use it that way are quite against the smoking of ganja, but they are for the medicinal benefits, which have been recognized through generations. And our motto is out of many, one people, out of our many people and our many traditions. Jamaica has uniquely come out as a leader for the folk tradition of the medicine of cannabis. We call it ganja. We are unified in that. We are unified behind the Rastafarian faith. That's an indigenous religion to Jamaica, but one where there are proponents for Rastafari all over the world. And what our law that was brought in by our former Minister of Justice, Mark Golding, last year, did that is completely groundbreaking is that he conferred upon Rastafari the legal right to possess and use ganja for their sacramental faith purposes. Now, Rastafari is a recognized faith around the world, and the right to practice your religion is a universal human right. So therefore, all Rastas around the world need to know that Jamaica has stood behind them, given them this legal right, and maybe they can use this as a precedent in their own countries to affirm their own rights.
These international drug treaties have been around for over 50 years. Rastafari has been around for even longer than that. Is it the recent legalization in Uruguay and some U.S. states that have pushed the ball forward in Jamaica for these changes that you referred to?
No, because this is something that we have been doing from centuries, from it was in 1913 and our citizens were being criminalized for it traditionally. However, what is different now is that we have recognized that the world, Uruguay is calling for a change because of the issues they are having. The U.S., unfortunately, is now trying to make a dollar from it. And so therefore they have gone to the capitalist point of trying to get recreational for sale and all of that. So they have come on board our trade. The difference is the purpose and the reason behind their change and for our change. We're looking at changing the rules because it's beneficial to our people, the culture, the development. I hear this argument about removal of poverty and equality. You can only do that in recognition of the rights of all people, and all people include indigenous, Rastafari, Maroons, indigenous people of every country. So it's good to know that the world is, for various reasons, looking at cannabis differently or ganja differently. But this is something that we have always been doing.
And to be honest, you know, ganja has been prohibited in Jamaica with our ganja law from 1913, some 24 years before the U.S. prohibited it, because it was a people's product. It made people enlightened, and this was recognized by the colonial rulers of the time to be a tool that did not help them, but it did help the people of Jamaica. And so we've been fighting this struggle for a longer time. And to be honest, our government has not always stood in line with the people, because Rastafari has been persecuted for many years and misunderstood. But we have righted that wrong now in government. And our government and our civil society and our bipartisanship is showing. Jamaica is a mature democracy. We are a small nation. We recognize that in certain arenas, we don't have the power to stand out. We seek alliances with like-minded countries. But even then, we are leaders. And our legislation has gone much further than most. We are not on the more extreme ends like Uruguay, which is a closed market, and the United States that have gone full adult use, which are going for the most liberal, laissez-faire type of market situation. Jamaica doesn't want that. Jamaica wants a regulated industry that protects our youth, that confirms the right upon Rasta. It's not as far as the Rastafari would go, because, for example, our Deputy Solicitor General in the Attorney General's office, who is here presenting on behalf of the Jamaican delegation, did mention that, you know, as a religious sacrament, the Roman Catholics can sell their rosaries, but we, the Rastafarians, who put ganja very high in their estimation, cannot then sell it to fellow Rastafarians. So it's gone some way for them, and the fight is still on. But one thing is for sure, every Jamaican recognizes the benefits, and we are outstanding in the nations, and what we need are, you know, similar-minded allies, so our strength can show on the, you know, the global front.
There are so many hypocrisies in this. I'm from the United States, Western United States, Oregon, where it is legal. And while I have the legal right as just a 21-year-old citizen to go buy cannabis, indigenous people still don't have a religious right to use it, even though indigenous peoples have a religious right to use peyote and ayahuasca. So the religious argument's been really confused in the United States. And you briefly mentioned the capitalism angle, and I wanted to get your take on this, because we've seen among our community of cannabis users in America a division between the activism and the commercialism, and some fear that the commercialism is overtaking some of the human rights considerations. More specifically, Brendan Kennedy and a group called Privateer Holdings is in with Rita Marley and the Marley family and distributing Marley Naturals, which are grown in Colorado and not helping a single ganja farmer in Jamaica. Give me your thoughts on the capitalism happening in America and what needs to happen to, you know, help these ganja farmers.
Well, we're guarded against that, but part of it, we don't want to stop persons from earning, as my colleague said before. So what we have asked and what we are doing on the ground is to have the ganja growers and association very cooperative, have a community-based approach to development of the industry, because there is a potential for a medicinal industry, there is a potential for a product industry, byproduct industry, and we're saying as part of that angle is to have persons included. We don't want a capitalism that will exclude our traditional farmers who have been the sacrificial lamb for this industry, who have been imprisoned by even the US and deported back and have their lives destroyed by even the US. So we're saying, if you're going to come, you have to come with some level of partnership and not slavery. We're not doing the sugar slavery thing again.
Yeah.
We're not going to cede ganja to a colonial power who is coming in a different form. And that's a conversation that is happening. We're willing to partner. But if you're not coming with partnership, we're not willing to work. We're not going to be slavery again.
We recognize the need for responsible capitalism. Jamaica is not ideological. We know it takes money to make the mayor run. Not only that, we have our hopes and dreams, and every farmer in Jamaica wants to elevate their children to a better life. As simple as farming in it's a very fulfilling task, and the people who do it are dedicated, and we seek to protect the small farmers and the grassroots farmers, because their ambition is to be the backbone of our economy and to elevate their families in such a way. For that reason, they need to sell their product. We are not closing off the market, but we don't want rampant capitalism at all costs. And we can look at the US and take heed and take warning. We're not going that way. We're going to do this responsibly. And we all collectively in Jamaica, and especially those who have the influence and the power to make it happen right, we recognize our responsibility to our people. And that starts with our traditions, our culture, and the people who feed us, our farmers.
Thank you so much for an illuminating discussion on these issues. I got to visit Jamaica for the first time last year, and it was beautiful. I can't wait to go again. Have a great session here at the United Nations, and a good lunch.
Thank you.
That's just how white folks will do you.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belleville Show.
Tennessee's Congressman Steve Cohen.
Well, you know, if marijuana is a gateway drug, then kissing is a gateway activity to sexual addiction.
U.S. Representative Jared Polis.
Yes, we really have a growing group of representatives that support decriminalization.
It's the Russ Belleville Show, the NPR of POT, weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
This is Cannabis Facts from Robert Platschorn's TheSilverTour.org. Supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., poised to lead America's hemp revolution at HempInc.com. In 1937, the second most prescribed medicine, marijuana, was banned. It wasn't about marijuana. The paper, oil, and chemical industries lobbied to end hemp farming. No longer labor-intensive, an acre of hemp produced more quality paper than 4 acres of trees. Plastics and fibers could be produced from a plant. Hemp can even produce 10 times the energy of today's ethanol. As marijuana prohibition ends, many states now allow farmers to again grow hemp. This was Cannabis Facts from TheSilverTour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to process America's hemp crop at HempInc.com.
With over 6 years of experience in the industry, New Era CPAs is one of the nation's leading cannabis accounting firms, helping hundreds of growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies with their tax, legal, and business strategies. New Era CPAs offices cover the West Coast from Seattle to San Diego, and their skilled team is always available to help you take your business to the next level. Visit NewEraCPAs.com for more info and set up a consultation. Welcome to the New Era.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Radical Russ here on 420 in Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza near the UN building in New York City, Midtown Manhattan. Just a little past 4 p.m. We're waiting for 420 on 420 and joining up with activists here in the plaza who are demonstrating for an end to the global war on drugs. They have the jail is not a drug policy cell out here. It's on the back of a flatbed trailer. It looks like a 8x10 jail cell. Calls for marijuana reparations for communities most damaged by misguided war on marijuana. Jail is not a drug policy. DCMJ is here, DCMJ.org. They've got a large sign, the federal government should repeal the ban on marijuana, DCMJ.org and the New York Times. We're looking for our friend Doug Fine, who's somewhere here on the plaza. I see Dana Beal, the famous Yippie activist, walking around as well. Got numerous camera crews here taking pictures, seeing what's happening here for 420. Get a snapshot here, DCMJ folks. And we're heading over here to the jail is not a drug policy. Get a shot there. Radical Russ from Cannabis Radio. How you doing on 420?
Happy 420.
Happy 420 to you. What's happening here?
We're just jamming out. It's almost 420.
We have a jail here. It says jail is not a drug policy. We're outside the United Nations.
Right on. And who are you?
My name is Adam Eidinger, and I'm with a group called DCMJ.org.
Adam, my pleasure to meet you. Thank you for legalizing D.C.
Thank you, Russ.
That was my first time in D.C. with you guys. You weren't there, but the rest of the seed giveaway guys were there in front of the White House, and they tried to move us out from Pennsylvania to H. It was really weird.
That's right. I wasn't there this past weekend, though. But yes, 2 weeks ago, we did a big smoking on April 2nd.
Yeah. So DCMJ.org is the website if people want more info?
Yes.
All right, thanks, man. Adam Eidinger from DCMJ. Somebody's calling from... Where? Oh, I couldn't see what direction it was coming from. Well, I've got the headset on. I can't tell which direction things are coming from. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell Welcome everybody your name.
Adela Falk from POW 420.
POW 420, is that a .com?
Yes, it is, .com.
So what is POW420.com doing?
We are here at UNGAS, attending it, being, we are stakeholders, and we believe that no one belongs in jail for a plant.
What do you think of the UNGAS so far?
Oh my God, it's been an amazing experience. The amount of state representatives and delegates that are really wanting to end cannabis prohibition is extreme. And the fact that our voices aren't being heard is just really an injustice. This war on drugs is an international war. And being here, watching people fight for hemp, for clothing and food and fuel, watching them right, or fight for indigenous rights to use cannabis, watching them fight for medicinal cannabis rights. Because you know what were they saying? 55,000 people aren't getting access to pain relief.
Yeah, 5.3 billion. Crazy.
Couldn't even get it. The War on Drugs Museum was so overpowering. My statistics are just all a mess right now. But it's been really amazing. There was an incident at a cannabis roundtable today.
Yes.
Where there was an anti-cannabis speaker.
Oh, was that David Evans? I heard
yes.
something. What happened?
Oh, he brought up the youth. He's a NASCAR dad with the soccer car moms. What about the youth? And saying Colorado's statistics for more children using cannabis, more crime, it's all increased. He has the facts. He was booed out. He was telling everybody they should listen to him. There's Elvy. Drop me like a go to that girl.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to Elvy today, too.
Yes.
Wonderful. So many great people out here.
Absolutely.
Great activists. And it's nice when the prohibitionists get laughed out of the room, isn't it?
Oh,
I
yes.
saw some of the pictures. That room looked packed.
They were. Oh, and they said, the narrator said, I had the courage to take your question on and kept doing innuendos like the elephant in the room. So it was amazing.
Fantastic.
It was absolutely amazing. It's been wonderful.
Folks, check out POW420.com. Adela Falk, thanks so much for talking to us.
All right. No one belongs in jail for a plan.
I agree. Happy 420, Elvy. Radical
Happy
Russ. How are you doing?
How are you today? Look at you.
I'm feeling good. How are you doing?
Looking good.
Happy to spend 420 in New York?
Yeah, very happy. It's been a long time. Wish I could stay a little longer for the Million Marijuana March, which I've done many times here.
Will you be doing that in Eugene?
Yes. I'm in the process of moving, so I can't possibly take any more time out.
All right. Understood. What do you think of the United Nations ceremony, the assembly so far?
Well, what I gotten to observe, you know, looks like the issue is getting out there. I haven't heard anything that says to me we're really going to change.
Yeah.
But then again, I haven't heard most of what's been out there.
Yeah.
I was watching it on stream. I wasn't able to get the tickets to get inside. So.
Right.
But I think, you know, it's good that we're talking. And people there from Canada and Switzerland were talking back at the other place about how they deal with the problems with responsibility and compassion, you know.
Yes. And then on the other side, you have countries like Pakistan, Indonesia, China, all calling for doubling down on the war on drugs.
But the only thing they agreed to is that they shouldn't have death penalties anymore.
Yeah.
But even that has not entered the document.
I know.
That's not in there.
We can't even agree to not murder people over this.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? Elvy, thank you for talking to us. Have yourself a great 420.
Happy 420.
It is 4:07 here in Manhattan. There's Doug Fine. Thank you, brother.
How's it going?
Really good. Thanks for the directions.
Yeah.
Got me out here. So we are 12 minutes away from 420. What do you think?
I'm really excited about, forget about the United Nations, the openness in New York. Cannabis should be, for adult social use, no more of an issue than alcohol. And where I, when I grew up in New York, I wasn't someone who was a cannabis aficionado as a youth, but I knew that it was dangerous for people if they. And then I went to college in California, and it was like the promised land, open, no problem. Yeah. And here we are in the plaza in front of the UN.
The parade is 2 weeks from Saturday.
So that's Aaron Kay. He's one of the yippies online who has threatened to throw a pie in my face if he ever saw me. Seems kind of disabled. I don't think he's going to be able to do that. Oh, the fun.
I want to note that the 51-foot joint.
It's 416 now here in Manhattan.
Yay! No more drug war!
Yay! Right on. Glad to hear it.
Right now, today in Vermont, they're introducing a bill to make the rainforest cure for addiction available for heroin. Address the problem than to arrest a few more people for possible.
Jody James, happy 420.
And happy 420
to you, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What can you? What are your opinions so far on the United Nations Assembly?
You know, it's like that first trickle of water. It runs really slow down the mountain, but pretty soon you have a flood. And I think the United Nations is not ready for the flood that is coming.
Yeah, I saw the pictures coming out of the cannabis side event that were people sitting on the floors. It was beyond standing room only.
And that's what I told my girlfriends. I was actually one of the people sitting on the floor. And it really was. And even after it was standing room only, we still put more people into the room.
I heard there was quite a flare-up with David Evans.
And that's always fun to get the drug-free America in the room. But, you know, their arguments fail. And they want to look at one side of the facts. And if you really want to do the best thing for children, you tell them the truth. You give them clear guidelines. You help them make good choices. And you set up a pattern of behavior. And you start young and you work your way through. And that's from the mother of an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old.
Oh, you would know. So how are things going in Florida? You've got the amendment on the ballot, correct?
We have an amendment on the ballot. I tell people cannabis is legal in Florida. Of course, it's legal like dynamite. And it should be legal like spinach. Yeah, so we're moving. In Florida, every year for the last 100 years, alcohol has been discussed at the legislature, and I expect we're going to be there with marijuana policy. But of course, the freedom for an adult to use cannabis in any way that they want, whether it be for their health, their well-being, their peace of mind, spiritually, recreationally, or industrially, will always be my objective.
Right on. Jody James is the executive director of Florida Can. That's FLCAN.org. Thanks for talking to us.
Good to see you again, Russ.
See you. Hello, my name is Russ, and you are?
Andres.
Andres Emiliano, and you're with the Caravan for Peace and Justice?
Yeah, I arrived from Honduras to here with the Caravan from Peace, Life and Justice.
Wow, a road trip all the way from Honduras.
Yeah, it was thousands of kilometers. Yeah, we began the 28th of March in Honduras with like a group of 30 people, and more than 100 people joined with the Caravan, but they couldn't came here because of the visas of Mexico and the United States.
Yeah, that can always be difficult. For people that may not know, what is the Caravan for Peace and Justice?
The Caravan for Peace, Life and Justice is a caravan that is saying no more drug war in every country. Open spaces of dialogue everywhere.
It appears that we are at the 420 hour here. Does 420 mean anything
exactly
in Honduras?
I don't know, in Honduras, I know that it's a really American thing, but in Mexico it means a lot.
It means a lot. Hold on, I gotta get a selfie here. Do you mind if I selfie us? Can we selfie?
Happy 420!
Let's do get more people in here. All right, more people. Happy 420, New York! Yeah, can I get a puff off that for the selfie?
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Mickey Norris. Denise Worth is here.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. And here I thought I would not find any weed. What was I thinking? Kristen Gwynn's here. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Happy 420
to you. Happy 420 to you. Those are some big joints.
Now, this is 420 feminism.
Yeah.
This is 420 love.
420 love.
420 love. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And all these beautiful people smoking weed. And there's a lovely Bianca Green. Bianca, howdy, howdy. Happy 420 to you.
Happy 420 to you, Russ. How you doing?
Doing good. What do you think about this 420 holiday today?
You know, it's kind of overwhelming. I'm not going to lie. I'm not really sure what to think. Yeah. You know, it's bittersweet because there's so much progress, but there's still so much to be done. And it's interesting to see all the people here celebrating it. And I'm excited for change. I'm excited to see more change come throughout this next year. And I want more and more people to keep sparking the conversation and really rally. So this time next year, we are all in those walls. And the conversation keeps being moved forward.
Right on. What's happening in your world professionally?
Oh, Russ.
You know
I'll give you an exclusive at some point. But, you know, just documenting things, telling stories. That's what I do. I'm a documentarian, right? And a journalist a little bit. But I'm documenting a lot of things, working with some really great directors to come out with some content that, you know, highlights all the really good people that are in the movement from industry, advocacy, and policy. So I'm excited in the next 6 months to put some really cool stuff out. And the Spark the Conversation campaign. We have some really good stuff coming out, and we're doing our relaunch in July. So
wow, if it's anything close to the Culture High, I know it's going to be amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a really powerful film, and it was definitely a catalyst to a lot that's going on right now. But we didn't say anything that hasn't been already said, and that's the point. It's like we keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, and it's time for people to get it together, and because together we will rise, right? Right
on. Thank you, Bianca. And any contact info you want to give out for folks?
SparkTheConversation.org. Go, donate, whatever you can do. Volunteer wherever you can. SafeAccessNow.org for all your medical marijuana needs. Support is what we need. So, you know, keep it coming.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great 420. We'll see you later.
Hey,
I'm so happy. Oh, it's just a lot of joy out here in Midtown Manhattan. We're at the Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza. 420 has just come, and folks are openly enjoying spliffs, joints, bongs, weed, pipes, cannabis, herb, ganja, whatever you call it, it's being enjoyed. We got Lanise Worth here.
Yeah, hey.
Hi, Lanise.
How you doing? Happy 420.
Happy 420 to you. What do you think about this United Nations session so far?
Well, you know what? It's kind of mixed up because it's, you know, the passes they gave us today were absolutely worthless. And so, I think that was a by design. But I think it's because we're getting under their skin. And I think that's exactly where we need to be. So, only thing is, I am kind of coming to the conclusion that what's really causing them to lose it is what we're doing here in the States, in Colorado, in Washington State,
yes,
in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You know, this is what the treaty organization is crumbling at its foundations. I mean, Washington, D.C.,
yeah,
come on. So I'm very excited. I think we're going to go back to Virginia and get it legalized there. You
yes
know, we're going to do decrim first.
Yeah.
But that we had three decrim bills in Virginia last year. And you know, Virginia, that was big progress.
Yes.
So we're going to, in fact, almost got smoke a joint, lose your license repealed. And maybe we'll actually get that next year. I'm excited about the future. And I couldn't think of a better place to be than with you here on 420.
Oh, well, thank you, Lanise. It's my first 420 in New York City, so I'm quite excited about it.
Yeah, right. Well, this is where the United Nations, you know, and also last month they were meeting in Vienna, Austria. And we went over there, too. And they the reform community was really strong at those meetings. And that's what we need to do. When governments and seats of power get together and meet and they're talking about cannabis and drug policy, that is where we always need to be. Because if you're not there, you're not there.
That's right.
And so we really need to get into these seats of power, did I say, government meetings. This year, the government of Virginia is going to be deciding on policy to manufacture CBD oil.
Oh, that's great.
Well, they're also allowing 5% THCA, which is also great. But yeah, they're doing that, and a bunch of us are going to go to the meetings.
Oh, good.
That's right. They're open in Virginia. All the meetings are open in most states. There are a lot of these meetings are open, so you just have to go to them. So it sounds obscure, and it really is, but we're going to be there anyway.
That's right. We're going to get right under their skin. Lanice, you got any contacts or websites you want to tell people about?
Well, I want to spell my name so people can make friends with me on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Lennice, and my last name is Werth, and I want them to make friends with me on Facebook, and then I want them, they can Google Virginians Against Drug Violence if they like, but I want them also to go to the Open Society website, and also I want them to look at Normal, and I want them to engage with the reform community any way they can, you know, so get out there and do it, folks.
All right, happy 420, Lanice.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we're going to continue here at our 420 celebration in Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, Midtown Manhattan.
Actually, this is one of the handful of legal, federally legal, medical marijuana patients of this country. This is L.A. Music, a very famous person.
Thank you, Dana. What a treat it is to be back in New York City working with you. We've done it many times in the past. We've carried banners all up and down your streets. And it's just great to be here. I am here holding a marijuana cigarette, a cannabis cigarette, because of your love, because you all cared. When I got in trouble, I knew we needed the government alone, and they supplied me from their federal farm in Mississippi. I have been on this for 27 years, and the most precious part of it all is that I'm enjoying something you don't have today, and that makes me sad. Freedom! I feel free because I am legal. But I am not really free if you're not. So we've got to keep working till every one of us can feel the joy that I felt when I got my first legal marijuana cigarette. When I found that I don't need an aspirin in my medicine cabinet to take care of serious accidents I've had. I don't need any other medicine but this wonderful herb, which I take in the spirit of Thanksgiving every day. Here is a plant that has never killed anyone. What is with all these regulations and stipulations? We gotta make it safe. It has never killed anyone. What is it you think you need to free it from? From making a mess of it when you're growing it? People go to jail for manufacturing marijuana. The only one I know that manufactures marijuana is the creator. I hope he's not in jail. You know? Well, listening to people there, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Y vamos a hacer que toda la gente tenga el placer de poder ser libre para fumar sus medicinas, la que sea. ¿Cuál es? Si el doctor y usted piensan que deben tenerla, Dios se las ha regalado. ¿Cuál es el problema? Okay? So take care. Remember, to arrest an adult for choosing a wiser bud is the epitome of hypocrisy and stupidity. But to arrest a patient for choosing the creator's work, that's blasphemy, blasphemy, blasphemy.
Woo, woo.
So let the spirit of love be your guiding light. This fight will be over. You're making a change. Not that you are, not anybody else. Everybody's going little by little. Maybe we'll give you this, but we'll take that. Whatever. But God gave it all, and he gave you free will, and you've got to make his work count in your lives, in your homes, in your country, in your world. Remember, the green leaf is here to heal the nations. You have been given those instructions. Thank you.
Woo!
Wisdom coming round like a mist today.
The first thing I got to do is take a hit for everybody here, because you guys deserve it.
Woo!
All right, now I got my mind right. went to Oakland University, you know, in California, and learned about the legalization. Learned about the plant in general, you know, cultivation, medicine, you know, the history from where Nixon used propaganda to start, you know, messing up, you know, legalizing. This plant should be legal. It should be decriminalized everywhere. It should be, you know, deinstitutionalized, you know, and I just want you guys to know that the first thing it starts with is change. And to make that change, we all need to work together and be here now, because the government is obviously not doing it for us, and they are corrupt. And that was it. That's what it is ultimately about, you know. So we as the people, us here now, this is a change. This is what we stand for. All ancient medicines, you know, plants. I'm a vegetarian, you know what I mean? So I represent herbs completely. And I just want to thank you guys for coming out, because it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the, everything around you. All right.
Here's Jody.
Jody James.
Well, thank you all for being here, and thank you for that. So if you were going to go to Mars, and you were going to take the one plant that was going to help you to create a new world on Mars, that plant would be cannabis. It will house you. It will feed you. It will clothe you. It will heal you. And as you plant it on Mars, it will remediate the soil. If there is something like that, that something that even if you went off into the universe and you would take it with you, that thing becomes an inalienable right. So beyond human rights, which is what we have given to each other, beyond international rights, the niceties that we have used to create the society, beyond the civil rights, the rights that we have written into the Constitution, the written laws that we have built the society, and beyond the judiciary, where we go to court and we take a charge for cannabis and we defend our right to use it, just like our sister Elvi Masika did when she won the right to use cannabis. When you do that, when you make that decision, you are taking part in the greatest gift that has ever been given to humanity, and that is the right to claim not human rights, not civil rights, not legal rights, but the inalienable right to treat yourself. Celebrate yourselves for being here on 420 at 420, and be sure to take what you learn and take it home.
Now, here's Doug Fine, representing the European Coalition for Just and Effective Drug Policy.
Thank you. It's an honor to be and have a microphone passed by Dana Beal. Have we acknowledged the work that this man has been doing for decades to get us here?
Not enough!
Right there.
Not enough!
Okay, guys, this is the audience participation part of the program. All right, now, I've been impressed with how far New York has come since I grew up here in terms of cannabis acceptance in public at the foot of the Trump Tower. Let's all make this is good. So anybody who wants or doesn't mind being in a television show, this is a television show called Growing Season that I'm making about the emergence of hemp cannabis. Don't do this, but everybody who doesn't mind being on television, okay, we're gonna do the sign language for hemp all together. It's just gonna take a minute, and then there's gonna be other great speakers, okay? So I'm gonna teach it to you right now. You ready? I'm gonna set down the microphone for a second. It's one motion
like this. Cross your arms, and your hands are like this with the two fingers out and the thumb on top, and it's just one motion. This is it. Okay, so we're just a crowd that's enjoying 420 and refilling our endocannabinoid systems. One, two, three.
Go!
God bless you all. Happy 420. More speakers now.
All right, let me see. Oh, yeah. It's Mickey.
Hey,
Yay!
Happy 420! And happy 420 from my husband, Chris Conrad, who couldn't make it here today. He's in California celebrating 420. So 420 is our holiday. This is our culture. We are the cannabis community. We should be recognized as a culture and not be demonized and penalized. We are the good people. We are some of the, for me, cannabis consumers are some of the nicest, most intelligent, honest, decent, hardworking, creative, and compassionate people that I know. And we deserve our equal rights. I come from California, where I'm happy to tell you that we are finishing up a petition drive right now to get an initiative on the ballot to legalize cannabis for adults 21 and older. No need for a medical marijuana note, but you can get one and still be a patient if you would like for additional protections. But in California, we hope in November to change the paradigm from one of being criminalized to one to being legal. And we are very excited to invite you, if we pass this, to invite you to California and consume cannabis in a coffee shop-like venue where you can buy cannabis. People will be able to possess a small amount and transport it and give it away and share it. And we will be able to grow 6 plants in an enclosed space or in outdoors if your locality will allow that. It's an opportunity to expunge records of people who have marijuana convictions on their record, marijuana offenses. They will either be reduced or completely expunged. And people who have criminal records, such as drug offenders, will still be able to get a license to become a legal cultivator or legal retailer in our state. So we're very excited. And also, the way they will be treating the youth in California, that people, that young people who have their youthful indiscretions are not going to have their lives ruined with a criminal record. Because this initiative makes it so that young people who get in trouble will not get a criminal record. They will get drug education or counseling and have to do some community service, but no criminal record, so they can come out of their youth and into adulthood without the burdens of having a criminal record. So we're very excited. The tax revenues, it's going to be taxed. We're not so excited about some of that. But you know what? Things are taxed. But we are excited about legalizing it and making it available and stopping the criminalization. And also using the tax revenues for good things, like $50 million every year is designated for communities that have been disproportionately impacted by our drug policies. So they're going to get some financial assistance for their programs that are going to help the people who have been harmed by the drug war. So I'm hoping that if you have friends who are in California, you'll tell them to vote yes for the Adult Use of Marijuana Act in November. And while I'm here in front of the United Nations,
Let us call on the United Nations to end the war on drugs that has failed and harmed so many people, shattered so many lives, killed people with their policies. We need drug policies based on human rights, compassion, social justice, harm reduction, and we need to end the death penalty for drugs all over the world. And allow us to grow and possess and use and buy and sell cannabis.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it.